Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for his amazing grace. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I pray that you've made your choice to be glad in it. God, we glorify you, magnify you, uplift your holy name. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We're connected, glory out in the spirit to Jesus Christ, but with one another, as he said, him and his Father is one, and he desired for us to be one with him, and we're the one to be one with one another. Praise God. Let the love of Jesus Christ be manifested in our lives, the agape. We praise God. Praise God. Glory to God, because he is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the joy they're ringing on the inside. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Bless the Lord. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Praise the Lord again. Praise the Lord. I pray, glory to God, that people will learn to know that Jesus loves us and he had want the best for us, and he saved us, glory to God, and he sent out, shed his precious blood, and after suffering and dying and at the right hand of the Father, now making intercessions on our behalf, he sent the Holy Spirit back to comfort, lead, and guide us. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, against the forces of evil, the demonic forces that have people's eyes so blinded they don't even recognize the truth of what he came for and why he's here and what he's still doing in healing and delivering and saving. Praise God. That song at Christmas, they say, glory to God, we didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. And even as God's trying to reveal himself through his word and through the witnesses of those that have already gone forth, the old patriots as well, through in the Bible, as well as he's saying in our lives as of today, and people still rejecting, still, glory to God, trampling over his word, still, glory to God, being rebellious. And even those that have knew him and decide to go back because of the world's goods and what the enemy is offering, oh, we pray, glory to God, there will be an awakening, that they will come to know and hear and accept Jesus, and the ones that are saved, that they'll stop tilly-dallying in the world and the things of this world and yielding to the flesh, that they will yield the spirit to the Lord. Because he said, glory to God, as he told those that was in the garden. And so watch and pray so you won't enter temptation. But he's been warning even way before that. But we're praying more and more that our eyes will come open, and that our eyes will stay open, our ears will stay open, and not only knowing what the word is, but also obeying it. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, your faithfulness endureth to all generations. He, God, sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I have, what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And he, the word, pray in John 17:4, I have glorified you on earth. I have completed the work you sent me to do. And on the cross, the word cried out, it's finished. And he, God, has already said, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. The word of God says in Jude 20, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals unto us the very word we decide to pray, which will give us what we want, victory in Jesus. Second, we decree the word applies to the problem through prayer. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Colossians 1:21-22. Jesus bore my sin in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive to God. And by his stripes, I am healed and he made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, Second Corinthians 5:22. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all the ways. In my pathways is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10-11, Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness and to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17, John 6:33. A part of our prayer and decree. Praise the Lord. And our scripture reading for tonight is 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor even entered into the heart of man the things which God has promised for those who love him. God, go over to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we do honor you and thank you again for a portion of the prayers we decree and declare already. We just thank you again for having the opportunity to come in your presence, to glorify your holy name, to lift up your name, not only lift up your name, but intercede on the behalf of your people in the name of Jesus for those that are walking in darkness, that they will come to the light and to open up their hearts, take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh and open up the ears that they may hear and the eyes that they may see and receive what God's word is saying. Come against every demonic and satanic force that will have brought rebellion and stubbornness and deceit and lies and whatever manipulation has grown to have to cause them to not want to accept you or to get caught up in the cares of this life and doing all the things over to God that appease the flesh and all the murdering and all the lying and all the hatred and all the prejudice and all the things that the enemy has said, glory to God, contrary to your will. We're praying that those yokes be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan up in his little horse and every setup and trap and plot and plan that will cause people to be in prison in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against him, and loose him from his assignment. We pray, Holy Spirit, our God, that you will touch and open eyes and ears, that people will come to a place that they will yield to you because the provisions has already been made. You said it's been finished already. You've already done everything there is to do, and you sent us back a comfort. You sent us back one that would teach and lead and guide. Glory to God. And you sent us, glory to God, that word and put it in us, and also the Holy Spirit, that we could be that witness, that light. The labors are few. Oh, glory to God, but the vineyard, glory to God, is ready for harvest and ready, glory to God, for people to go in and glory to do the work that is to call forth the harvest in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we are praying more for the laborers and them for us to be on one accord. We are praying, God, that we will hear your voice and obey your voice. Stay subject and submit it to your will in the name of Jesus. We come against the satanic forces that, glory to God, are still doing copycats and doing crazy things and shooting on trains and shooting at buses and Grover that's shooting through the cars on the roads, Grover that got a road rage, and other ones don't even have to have just so much of rage. It's what about felt to do a gang banging, Grover that homosexual acts and all kind of lies and deception that the enemy is putting out. And so sad to say sometimes it's coming through not only just the cults, but it's coming through religious spirits. God, it's just people just set up, Grover to God, because they're bitter and angry and they're frustrated about things, and then they start teaching what they feel. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, every trap and snare, the enemy trying to keep people from coming to Jesus and also staying with him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for an awareness. We pray for awakening for our youth, God. We're praying, God, that you would touch their hearts where the enemy has targeted them so many times over these last 10 years and over these last 5 years. It looked like glory to God, and in the last year or two, it's just like it's just on a rampage just after them, glory to God, that destroy their lives and just cause them to destroy each other. Oh, but the blood of Jesus, we're still believing, God, that you're still sitting high, but you don't sit so high that you can't be touched down here with the infirmities and whatever else is going on in the land. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing. It may not look like nothing's happening, but God, it is, because there's so many that he's not, glory, out devouring. So we got to keep the faith and not allow our ears, what we hear, what we see, and what we feel, and what's been told to us, glory to God, and what the media is saying, to cause us to allow that thing to manipulate our lives and cause depression, oppression, suppression, so that we'll start coming in with fears and speaking contrary to what God says. Don't let us be snared by our words. Help us to keep decreeing and declaring what your word says. Whose report do we believe? So God, we are praying that we'll keep the faith, even though sometimes it can be a little challenging and difficult. But you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. You told us there are going to be many voices out there, but my sheep know my voice, and a stranger shall not follow. You told us to cast the cares and the concerns back to you. If we are laboring heavy laden, come to you. You'll give us that rest. You said you'll give us that peace that passed all understanding. But we got to keep our hearts and minds steadfast. And there's a condition to the promise. We got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. And we can't be part-time lovers in the name of Jesus. Can't be on Hollywood Boulevard and trying to get back on the narrow road. Glory to God. We can't be playing that Russian roulette with our lives and the situations and circumstances, glory to God, that are out there. You knew them before the beginning of time, but you gave us all the weaponry that we need. The Holy Spirit, you gave us, glory to God, the armor. You gave us, glory to God, the wisdom in the name of Jesus for those that lack it. You said, ask you, glory to God. You gave us a comforter. He teaches leading. God, he's our compass, our compass, and our glory to God. GPS. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, and you told us to pray one for another. You gave us each other, too. We're many members in one body. The only superstar is Jesus Christ. That's the only one we ought to be bowing down and uplifting in the name of Jesus. Give honor where honor is due, even to our local shepherds that are walking in righteousness, walking in holiness. Glory, I do what God called them to do. Do honor, but all glory and praise, everybody. Shandoro Bosi belong to you and not for us, glory to God, caught up in our little gifts. It's like Jackson said, how are we going to come before God and try to impress him with what he gave us? Oh, glory to God, these gifts, these talents, glory to God, these things that God has given us and knowledge about things, glory to God, and educated us on some things, not glory to God. Ain't no way we can glorify. I mean, I'll take any glory from him, because he's the one that glorify, to be glorified in what we do as unto him. Praise God. And all we do ought to be as unto the Lord. Praise God. We can get so educated and have a PhD and so many degrees is higher than a thermometer. But if he decides to blow on it, you'll have the PhD and be fooling more, don't know your name. God help us to get to a place like never before. Stay humble before the Lord. And as he said First Peter, if we humble ourselves, glory to God, he'll do the exalting. You said our gift will make room for us. So God help us to use it to your glory. Too many people sick that we're not praying and seeking the face of the Lord, using the gifting and glory to God that you placed on the inside. Glory to other ones, glory, I need counsel and encouragement. What you've given us through the word to be a witness, to be a light. And even if we don't say anything, what is somebody reading about you? Not the psychic, glory to God, but what they're reading is what they're seeing through your life living. God, what is it we're saying? What are we doing to make things different for whatever around us? Glory to God. Some of us are too high-minded to speak to people, or we're right in the same church. Glory to God, don't even want
to acknowledge the other one because you got a bandana against them. Glory to God. Are you all caught up in what somebody said or did or what you thought was letting the enemy use us? And you done told us that my brother have all against me that I'm supposed to go to my brother. So how much more so if we have all? God, we got to get these isms and schisms out of the body of Christ so we don't give place for the enemy, glory to God, to separate us and divide us and conquer us in the name of Jesus. And still, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory, glory, and hallelujah, every time I both time, see me outside. Oh, glory to God, you make up all the tongues you want to, but if the glory of God, of his Holy Spirit, and his anointing through his love, and walking in his righteousness, glory to God, it don't mean nothing, a tingling symbol, something you made up, glory to God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us. And even if you are walking, glory to God, as a saved believer, as accepting Jesus Christ and have the Holy Spirit, but if he's not governing your life, after a while, if you don't progress, you're going to regress, and you're going to be back in a worse state. God, help us like never before to continue. You give us opportunities daily to get things right before you, to strive for more of you in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God, you say lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. And if we're carrying weights and we've got things over to God all caught up in our eye gates and our ear gates and caught up, rolled out, well, we can't look to the hills and which comes our help, we're not going to get to accomplish the things that God wants. Glory to God, recognize that somebody might be sitting right next to you in church or either on a bus or glory to God, riding by you. Glory to God, that needs salvation or might commit suicide. Could be somebody on their way to kill somebody. Could be some way, glory to God, to road, getting ready, glory to God, have a road raise. Oh, that we will pray and be sensitive to the Spirit. It's a lot of things God will reveal to us, and we will be able to go out there, bind up and curse and cancel. Sometimes to get us so caught up in the things we're going on in our own home, or glory to God, going on around us, or going to neighbors, or on our jobs, or whatever situation, that we're so oppressed by it that we can't hear the Spirit of the Lord, and glory to God, we miss, glory to God, God's hand. He knows what we're going through. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we cast a care. Help us. It's not to say that we're not going to have those times of heartache. And he said there, glory to God, be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. He's on the inside of us, and he's on board. Oh, God, will we just let him do his job in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Lord, help us like never before to care and concern and compassion, but don't let those things get out of whack. We got to make sure it's a balance, because we can have compassion, but did God say touch this? Or did he say embrace that, or not to embrace it? So we get caught up, glory to God, and the enemy can use our feelings and emotions. We need to hear the Spirit of the Lord so we'll know what to touch and what not to touch. It may be a time our compassion may be, glory to God, getting out of hand and come to find that God want to do something on the other end so that for that person. But glory to God, we keep enabling them, glory to God, to continue doing what they're doing, and we keep stepping in, whether we're a parent, whether it be a husband or wife, whether it be a friend, or whether it be a situation, glory to God, because somebody we cared about. We got to hear God in this time like never before, because there's so many tricks and snares out there, even things go out to trip us up, to keep us out of the place of victory. We got to stay focused like never before. We got to have the faith in God that no matter what he say, even like Abraham, glory to God, taking his son up, or his only begotten son, glory to God, and did not let nothing change his mind. Me and the lad going up, even though I'm going to sacrifice because I'm obeying my God, but whatever it had to be, even if you had to slice and dice and believe God was going to raise him back up, but God saw his heart. It was pure to the point that no matter what, there's nothing between me and thee. So in the meantime, there's a ram over there. God always have a ram. He always have an outlet. And every temptation, he got a way of escape. Oh, God, help us like never before to trust you. Oh, God, help us all, no matter who else. Don't let our titles and how long we've been saved get in the way, because the devil don't care nothing about that. All he want is an opening. So we got to make sure we plug up every place and close every door. Glory to God, and help us in our weakness. Acknowledge that there are some things that we're weak in, that we need your strength. And willing to submit. God, we just love you. We appreciate you, and we adore you. To God be the glory. We lift your name up. We thank you so much for what you've already done, what you're doing. There is none like thee. You are wonderful, awesome, phenomenal, God. Thank you for these people here, glory to God, that you have blessed these servants, glory to God, with such powerful word and anointing and hunger and thirst for you, glory to God, that they open themselves and allow God to pour into them, to pour back out. The one accordness that you said in an hour and what you put together and put us together, glory to God, on the line, and all the anointing flow so much, glory to God, all the way through closing the line. God, I bless you. I praise you and I give you glory. Help us to have an ear to hear every day. Glory to God. So whatever, because you're always talking. Or do we have an ear to hear? Those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Open the door, glory to God, as he's knocking, so we can be able to let him in, so what we can be able to use for his glory, that he be glorified in a daily basis, God, even in our slopiness. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. Procrastination as we repent. Thank you for forgiving us, God. Things that we said or should say and didn't say, God, forgive us, God, cleanse us. God, thank you, Lord God, for helping us, glory, to forgive, and some things that have been might be holding on to that we need to release because the pain's so bad, but God, no one could ever go through what you went through in those 3 days. And on that cross and how you were ripped asunder, glory, that's so bad that they couldn't even recognize it. God, help us to flash back sometimes to think about what your word said or what you went through on our behalf. So we just love you today. We need you to help us even the more in our weakness, and we need to stop denying and justifying so we can be that place that, glory to God, we'll see more miraculous healings and deliverance. We'll see more people giving their lives. We'll see more, glory to our hands of the enemy bound up, cast out, and loose the minds of people in the name of Jesus. We'll see more, glory to God, of your glory being manifest, more of your people walking in truth, more of our youth coming in, glory to God, being the leaders that God has said that they should lead us. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for change and transformation. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood covering over our lives, glory, every night and every day, with bullets flying here and people stabbing and people target practicing on people on the road, glory to God, in their homes and wherever else, glory to God, the devil put a thought in mind. We plead the blood of Jesus, bind him up and loosen from his assignment, because we know, glory, the power of prayer can block and stop some of this stuff has done, but even more so on a larger scale. Help us not get so caught up in building the Ephesus and building this and building that without using our weapons to come against the enemy like Nehemiah on that wall. God gave him an assignment to build, but he did not let the enemy stop him, glory to God. He used his weaponry too. God, we got to be alert. Chico Rabba. Eleondo Ramoshia and Dereketia. Oh, Ramamoko Rebekesha. Ah, my God, and it can't be lip service, and we can't do it on a part-time basis, but we got to do it together and collectively. But we can't get so caught up in worrying about what this one doing and not doing. Pray for them, but God, help us to make sure we stay on course. Ah, God, that we don't find ourselves drifting off course, glory to God, because of the things that are going on. God, I pray for your people, and that we will not get faint-hearted, and we will not get fearful and frustrated. Glory to God. We can have that thing that you say, anger, but sin not. Don't let sin get in the camp because we became, glory to anger, but let it be a godly anger, and not to the point that anger turns into hatred or malice or whatever else, but glory to God that we'll be able to give the thing back to you. Help us, God, to know that you got a plan on the other side of this, even through the pain, even though the misunderstandings, even through, glory, the betrayal, even through, glory to God, the grief and the sorrow. You got a plan on the other inside. You didn't tell us, glory to God, that we're going to be exempted from it. We don't have to go through everything the world go through, but there are some things we are not going to be exempted, but we got to trust you when we can't trace you, and trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All that ways acknowledge you can direct our path. The enemy is going to do everything he can to provoke us, to get us off course, to get us to respond, glory to God, the way he wants us to. But the Lord thy God, hallelujah, is the one that healed thee, the one that's leading us, the one, glory to God, got a plan for us. Help us to stand on his word, that he will work it for the good. Help us to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. If we be willing and obedient, we eat the good of the land. You said in Deuteronomy 28, you made us the head, not tail, above, not beneath. When the enemy comes in one way, you'll cause him to flee. In Psalms 23, you said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green paths. Glory to God. You said, even though I walk through the shadow of the valleys of the shadow of death, that we'll feel no evil, for that rod and that staff that comfort us. But God, you already told us mercy and grace. God, you done told us already in your plan, glory to God, that you have blessings for us, that you want to use us. And God, you done told us, glory to God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. So many times we forget what you say, and we go through some things and come back out of it. Remember, he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Be not entangled. Don't let the enemy entangle us in our minds or in our bodies or in, glory to God, the things that are being said and done or what we're looking at to cause us to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, in the name of Jesus. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, glory to God, for all that you promised. Help us to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Whatever we need to eat, to drink, the food, the clothing, all glory, the husband, the wife, the house, the land, the whatever, you first. You will do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. And as you have said already in your word, eye has not seen nor ears heard, glory to God, of things which the God has prepared for those who love him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we bind up every satanic and demonic force coming against this prayer. We bind Satan up in all of the cohorts, every setup and snap, trap, and order he come to steal the word from us. Glory to God, to try to separate us from our faith. Glory to God, because if he separates us from our faith, all these other things, glory to God, hallelujah, will come, glory to God, in separation from those things. Let the love of God, glory to God, hallelujah, not wax cold in our hearts. And let us, glory to God, stand fast and know, glory to God, hallelujah, that in the midst of all that goes on, God is working something behind the scenes. Is it for his glory? Is it something he's trying to get this flesh to die and more? Is it something, glory to God, he's making us aware of? Whatever it is while we're going through, always not to have to be the blame game and condemnation. We can seek his face and he can reveal what the trial is about. But then the thing, if you don't, glory to God, just know that long as sin not in the camp, you be glorified, God, because I'm coming through and coming out, going through and coming out. God, I bless you. And the enemy is loose from this assignment. Loose, Holy Spirit, have thy way. We call our peace and our joy back in as we pray more and more for your will to be done. As we get in the word get in us and work some things out in us, that we let the love of God and the power of forgiveness be in operation, because he came on the scene because of his love and the power of forgiveness to redeem us back to the Father. That love kept him on that tree, on that cross, however you want to say it. Glory to God. It was love kept him there. And he promised, glory, kept his promise to the Lord, and glory to God, and blessed us so we can have the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this and be used for his glory and still be in the blessed plan. We are the royal priesthood. Help us to recognize who we are and whose we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Mother Alexander will praise God, will be our next one. Glory to God. To has opened a line for her in a minute. Glory to God. And Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Then Brother Black, praise the Lord. Then Mother Pastor Bird. And then we'll go for Mother McCormick, if she's there. And then Pastor Sims. Let me see how many is there first. Let's go ahead and go with Mother Alexander and as of now. Praise God. And then Brother Black and then Pastor Bird. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to your wonderful name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life. Lord, you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us, Lord, watching over us, Lord God. Lord, you gave us in your word, you said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And Lord, we believe in your word, Lord God. We know that you is with us always, Heavenly Father. And Lord, for that, we just give you praise and glorify your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for the families, Lord. Help them to stand strong against the works of the enemy, Lord. Oh, God, there's so much going on in the families today. But we know that you gave us authority and dominion here in this earth, Lord God. So we binding up the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease that come against the body, we bind that foul spirit up. And we command it to loose the body and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father, you said in your word, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So, Lord, we know that your word is true. And we know that if you said it, it shall be done. Oh, God, I pray for those that is in authority in the name of Jesus. I pray for the president and the vice president. Help them to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Lord, you see it all, Lord. You said pray for those that is in authority. Father God, help them to be strong in the word and to stand faithful, Lord God. No matter what goes on, they stand on the promises of God. I pray for sisters and brothers, those I know, those I don't know, Lord. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Help them to know that you already made a way, Lord God. And your promise, he said, cast all our tears on you. So we binding up this false spirit of sickness and disease, this false spirit of cover. But we know, Lord God, that you are a God that answer prayer. And your word tell us, Lord, if we pray, we know that your promises is real, Lord God. And you's no respecter of person, Lord. You do it for one, you do it for the other. Help us to continue to be bold soldiers, Lord, and binding up the works of the enemy. We bind it up right now, these false spirits of disease and sickness that rising his head up. We bind these spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up our blood pressure, diabetes. We bind these false spirit up because it shall not have dominion in your children, Lord God. Lord, you said whatever we bind, doesn't matter what it is, we bind it up and we cast it back to the pit where it belongs. We pray for the youth today, Lord. So many killing is going on in the youth today. So many false doing is going on, Lord God. But, Lord, we know that your promise is said, if we pray. God, help us to continue to pray and pray without doubt, Lord God. That things got to turn around in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of deceivers, Lord. Confusing spirit, Lord God. Disobedient spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of obedience, Lord God. We loose the spirit of understanding, Lord God. That it will come to these youth, Lord, to know this killing and shooting is not what you want them to do. Help them to come to see, Lord God, that there's a better way. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ would make a change in their lifestyle, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to stand faithful and to pray more, knowing that prayer is the key, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ. Touch the church, Lord God. Let them know, Lord, you already paid the price and you gave us the authority and dominion to stand against this foul spirit that rising up his head against the body of Christ. Help us all, Lord God, to stand faithful and don't back off. Bind that foul spirit up. So much sickness going on in the body of Christ that should not be. But, Lord, we binding it up in the name of Jesus as we come together, Lord God, standing faithful on the prayer line, binding up these diseases that come against the body of Christ. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because we know your promise is said, Lord God. Above all, you want us to be in good health, Lord God. You want us to be prosperous, Lord God. And your promises don't fail. We pray for our grandchildren, our great-grands, Lord God, our sons and daughters, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God, because we know that you gave us the key to pray for them, Lord God. Pray. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge around these young people. Continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Let them come to realize, Lord, that there is a better way. Stand strong on the promises of God because there is no other way. Lord, we thank you for just seeing who we are in Christ Jesus, that we stand faithful, that this prayer line will continue to be bold soldiers to speak your word, Lord, and let the enemy know he has no dominion, Lord God. He has no authority. Your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray, and we know that your promises is not unfaithful, it's faithful. If you said it, we shouldn't be shaken. We should stand boldly because we know that your promises is faithful. They can't lose because you said it, Lord God. We're standing on that promises that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us, and whatever we bind on earth, it's already bind in heaven. So we come before you, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch these youth today, Lord God. Bring them out of those dark shadows that they're in. Bring them out, Father God, to see that there's a better way for them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on our grands and great-grands. Have mercy on our sons and daughters. Because if it come to one, we have sons and daughters. If it come to all, that foul spirit come to destroy and deceive. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that they got to loose from around them, because prayer is the only thing can do it, Heavenly Father. And we know you gave us that power to pray. You said, if we pray, nothing is impossible if we stand faithful and pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for making a way for each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for making each thing possible for us, that we stand faithful in your word and cry out to you, Lord God, because we know the answer that you will give us is the right one. Help us to stand faithful, Lord. Help us to know that you already made a way. Help us, Lord, to be consistently calling on the name of Jesus and crying out to you in the gap for these young people, Lord. And for our own families, Lord God. Your family today is going through tribulation, but we know that your promise is said, if we pray. So we have the authority to bring that foul spirit down in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, you are the only way for us. We continue to bless our prayer line, Father God. You see the lady there, first of all, Lord God, the one that you put in charge of this prayer line. Continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her. And each and every one of us, Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we thank you for blessing us daily, Lord, because we're on this prayer line tonight is because you were, Lord. You make it possible. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. You're holy, God. You're holy, God. Angels around your throne, they just cry out, holy, 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 holy. The 24 elders, God, in front of your throne, God, cry out, holy, holy, holy is God. Amen. Past, present, and future. Holy God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you now, God, can agree with all these prayers, even the prayers to come, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're so good. You're so worthy to be praised each and every day. We have 1,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. You're so worthy and so good. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. That's why we're still here today. Your plan for us, but your love, your everlasting love, no one can fathom. Father, we just bless the matriarchs and patriarchs right now. Wherever they may be, all over the globe, all over the face of this earth, God. Oh, God, bless them, God. Bless them, Lord. Build them up where they're torn down. Strengthen them where they're weak, God. The unsaved, God. Spirit, we ask you now in the name of Jesus, draw them to the Father. Draw them to the cross in Jesus' name. The ones that are saved, God, touch them, God. Oh, God. Give them a refreshing of your anointing, God. Oh, strengthen them with might in the inner man. Our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God. The ones in the convalescent homes, Lord. Rehabilitation centers, God. Loneliness is not of God. We may be alone. But if grieving for loneliness is not of God, we can always talk to you. We can always read your word and praise you. listen to CDs and DVDs. We can call somebody. Nobody ever see us again. I've been in that state. I've been in the rehabilitation center. And there's a big difference. Being alone is one thing, and loneliness is totally different. God, we just thank you, God, that you're always present. Your angels always there, God. We can bless your name. The fruit of our lips, giving you praise, giving you thanks, God. Lord, touch them. Send family members their way, God. Send the right people to come into their rooms, Lord, and take care of them, God. Oh, thank you for your angel, Lord, that's watching over them. We bind the hands of the enemy, God, and every side that try to steal, kill, and destroy their lives and all about them. Cast them into the pits of hell. Your strategic plans and designs and assignments. Now we lose, God, the furtherance of the gospel in their life. So when they speak, anoint their words. Make their words your words, God. Let them speak your oracle. God, others will be saved, even in their old ripe age. Let your anointing fall on them, and they do a greater work now than before. You're a great God. Enlarge their territories. Some may think it's all over, but God, you say not so. This is just the beginning. I'm going to finish. I'm going to fulfill the work that I began in you. I'm going to finish it on the day of my return. We thank you. You get greater and greater. Hallelujah. We bless our babies right now, all over the face of the earth, even the baby formula, God. Oh, God, they can't do anything about this, God. So we lift them up and ask you to step in. Do a supernatural thing. Some brag saying that they did something, but it's just a minute thing of what all the babies around the world need, God. We need a supernatural breakthrough, God, and only you can do it. So we stand in the gap for our babies, God. Well, keep them protected. Keep them full, God. Oh, heal them, God. Deliver them, God. You are our great deliverer. Oh, my God. Even like you did for Moses, God. Do for our babies, Lord, in this time. Oh, send the midwives by. The babies that are unwanted, the rejected, the ones don't have specific supplement, the baby formulas, God. Do a great thing. Do a supernatural thing in the lives, God. The mothers and the parents and their siblings, God. Oh, Lord, touch their hearts and minds and let them know it's going to be all right. We bind the hands of the enemy in that area. They shall live and not die, we declare the works of the Lord over their lives. We decree it now. God, the homeless, God, the incarcerated, God, the ones who have no food, even at a younger, older age, God, work with them, help them out, send people by, God, to feed them, to help them along the way, God. Oh, God, we don't know each other's conditions. We don't know how others feel concerning and how they got there, God. But we know you're able to bring them out in the name of Jesus. God, you said in Chronicles 7:14, If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray. Hallelujah. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then and only then will you hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. And that's all of us, God. We pray what you did for us, Lord, do it for them. Because of your love. Because you have a plan for all men. The ones that choose to accept it, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Israel. We lift them up right now, God. One by one and name by name. We thank you, Lord, for keeping the enemy at bay. We thank you, God, that your plan is coming to fruition. We thank you that even though it looked gloomy, your hands are still on your people, on your chosen, on your faithful, God. We give you glory now, God. We bless them. We speak well that your countenance, Lord, fall and rest on them. Oh, God, your anointing, lead them and guide them. Fill them with plenty and that they eat of the good of the land, God. Bind the hands of the enemy on every side. But, Lord, let your anointing just grow in Jerusalem and all over Israel, God. Let the ones that don't know that you are God. God Almighty, God of Creator of heaven and earth, and God all by your Son. And you do have a dear son, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. We just lift up the essential workers now, the great things that you're doing all over the globe, all over the face of the earth, God. The scientists, the volunteers, the ones that are truly helping out, not the fake ones, not the ones that are lying, the ones that are scheming, trying to get rich schemes on people, God. But the ones, Lord, that really want to help, the ones that have a heart, God, to love and be a blessing, God. We ask you that you bless them, bless their families, all their endeavors, even on down to the third and fourth generation, the military and armed forces, God, that they don't have a murdering spirit, a suicide and a homicide spirit, no mental issues, God. But Lord, that they'll stand up for their country, because we need somebody to stand in the gap. And you prepared them in such a time as this, God, that they'll love their enemies nevertheless, God. Hallelujah. Do what they have to do. And when they get home, Lord, the enemy's blood is not on their hands, God, because they did what you asked them to do, protecting you as the right way, in the right spirit, the right motives, the right attitude, the right thinking, God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Even the head of this prayer line and everybody else under her, God, let your anointing, Lord, just run down her face, God, to the entire body, one by one, name by name. Lord, everybody that's praying, everybody that's listening in, God. Oh, Lord, and we speak wealth, we speak health to her now, even over this prayer line, God. We speak prosperity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name.
Mother McCormick, you're not there?
Praise the Lord. Praise him. God, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon. We thank you for each and every one that have already prayed and those that's going to come after me in the name of Jesus. Father, we come this afternoon as almost we know how. We just give glory and honor to you, Lord, because we realize, God, that if it had not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we'd be today. If it had not been for you, Lord, had breathed on us this morning, God, gave us another chance to get up out of our bed. Lord God, we just don't know. But we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for the strength that you give us, Lord God. Even when we feel like we don't even have the strength, Father. But we know, God, that you are able, Lord, to give us that strength. When we are weak, you say thou art strong. So, God, I just thank you this afternoon, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just making a way when you can't even see a way. When you don't even know how the way going to be made. You are right there all the time. You said in your word you was right there all the time. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Lord, and we just pray right now, Lord, for those that we know and those that we don't know. Because we already hear so many different things that I have already went through, where there's so many different trials and so many different troubles and different things are going on in the world, God. But we know, God, that you are the God that's seeing. You are working out things behind the scenes. Well, we can't see it, well, we don't know how it's going to be worked, we know that you're able to turn it around, God. God, you told us, God, to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You said, he believed in me, believe also in him. You said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it was not so, I would not have told you so. You said, I go to prepare that place for you. And if I go, I'm coming back again and receive you unto myself. And Thomas said, how can I know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. And he said, if you go any other way, you're a thief and a robber. So God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus this afternoon. Call it on your holy and righteous name. Because we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous running their faith. There's no other name. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word because you sent your word to heal your people. You said that. You said you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. And you said also in your word, God, that you said in Psalms 118 and 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So, God, we pray for people that's struggling. Some out there, Lord God, that don't know which way to turn, don't know who to call on, don't realize that Jesus is right there waiting on them, him to call on him. They just don't understand. They just don't know, God. But we know that you are able, Lord God, to let them run up with somebody that can talk to us and can let them know that the answer, what you're trying to get into, the things that you're trying to do, the answer is in Jesus. If you would just only trust and rely on him, he is able to turn all your situations around. He is able to bring all things and work it out for your good. If we would just only listen and only realize that God is the answer for what we need. There's so many, like so said, so many voices out there and so many different things that we can get in. But if we could just sometimes just sit down and just get quiet somewhere and let God talk, let him, if you know his voice, let just hear his voice. Just look at the trees sometimes. Just look at the trees when you're sitting out. Just look at the trees and see that there is a God. Well, some people think they're not a God, but there is a God because How can a tree move around if there wasn't a God? So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, for the leader of the country. We pray, Lord God, for those that for families everywhere, for so many families are going through different things and different situations. We pray, Lord God, for the government, Lord God, for the things that's going on in the government. We pray for the whole entire nation today, God. Oh, Father God, you see it, and you know what the condition is, and you able, Lord God, to turn it around. You able to work it out. And we pray, Lord God, for those in the body of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to have the love for one another. Help us not to put our sisters and brothers down. Help us to love one another and lift them up when we see one is down. Help us to learn to lift them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for people that's sick in their body. So many people are going through some sickness in their body. So many, Lord God, are going through sickness in their mind. They don't have the mind to do the right thing. When they think they are doing right, they are doing wrong. So, God, we pray for the mind of people because we know it's the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so, God, we pray for the minds of people today because sometimes the enemy is telling them to do one thing, and they think it's God, and it ain't God. It's the devil. They got to realize the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But, Jesus, you said that you come, that we have life, and that more abundantly. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word because your word tells us to, in Matthew 6 and 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. If we would just only seek him, if we would just only seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will able, he will turn some things around for us. He will make some changes in our life. If we would only learn how to lean and depend on him, he would straighten out some situations for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the word of God in Psalm 46 and 1, where it said, God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in trouble. And he is a very present help in our trouble. And so I thank you for that word. I thank you, Lord God, because we can bind up the devil. We can bind that spirit up that tried to make us feel like we can't go any further, that we don't feel like moving, we don't feel like doing this or don't feel like doing that, even though the thing that's going on in our body right now, but we still, God, got to press. We are in a pressing time, and we got to keep on pressing. When the enemy try to come in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So, God, we got to press when we can't press anymore. We got to realize all our help comes from the Lord. And we got to know. We got to know this thing. We got to know that we know. We got to know that God is the answer of what we're going through on today. We can't make this journey down here by ourselves. We need Jesus. We need him every step of the way. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you and we lift you up, Lord God, because you told us, God, you told us in Hebrews 4 and 16, you said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We are living in a time of need. Oh, God, it may not be a time of need. It may look like nothing is going on, but God is doing something. God is doing some stuff. He is doing some things where it looked like ain't nothing being done. Even though it may, people, the devil might be doing this thing. He might be doing his thing, but his time is going to run out after a while in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you. That's all I can say tonight is just thank God. Just thank him right now because he's going to turn some things around. He's going to turn up the devil territory. He's going to turn it up in the name of Jesus. And I know he's going to do it. So I just praise him on tonight. And I just thank him for everything that the enemy trying to do in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, for sickness everywhere, God. all over the land. There's so many ones I can call out tonight. But I know, God, that you know all about it. And I just give glory and honor to you because you are the God that sees and knows all things. So, God, we thank you, Lord, because we know that the word of God tells us many of the affliction of the righteousness, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So, God, I thank you. I know you're going to deliver the sickness out of this, all the affliction, all these different things that people might be going through right now. I realize that God is getting ready to move. He's getting ready to change some things. He's getting ready to do some things that we don't even realize he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to open up some doors. He's getting ready to save some people. He's getting ready to heal some people, to bring them out of those beds, out of those nursing homes. They're getting ready, the tools are getting ready to be pulled out of their throat. They're getting ready to rise up and walk. And being able to let people know, I've not been laying in the bed all this long old time, but you just don't know. And eyes, God, and people going to see. People going to see, eyes is going to again become open like never before. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We pray right now, God, for your people. Help us to stay, Lord. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord, in a day and time like this. We need you, Lord. We bind up that devil that's killing and doing all the craziest mess that's going on in the world. All these different things that's happened where you can't even hardly eat food. And now they're talking about something's in the peanut butter. You can't even eat peanut butter. And different things, different kind of food, different stuff is going on. Every time you turn around, there's something going on what the enemy always trying to do. But we bind that devil up. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us to continue to stand. If we hold on to his faith, just hold out, saints. Hold out. Don't give up. You might give out, but don't you give up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, Prophet Bird, praise the Lord. And,
hallelujah.
Pastor
Sam. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Ha-da-da-bo-ho-sa. Yay. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We honor you tonight, God. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Exodus 3:7-8 says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them and to bring them up out of this land unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Father, we thank you tonight because you are the same God now as you was then. And we know, Father God, that you've heard the cries of your people. I thank you tonight, God, for every prayer that have gone forth. And I know, God, that they prayed out of their hearts and out of their bellies, dear God. And I thank you that not one word will come before you, Father, without prospering that it was sent forth to do in the name of Jesus. And God, I come in agreement with every prayer now in Jesus' name. Father, you said if you be lifted up, God, that you would draw all men to yourself. So we lift up that name of Jesus, Father God. We look to that hill from which cometh our help. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you are about to do. We praise your holy and righteous name, for you are God, and above you there are none other. You are the first. You are the last. You are the beginning. You are the end. So we bless your name, Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Everything, God, was made by you and for you. And you are in charge of everything. We don't care what is going on around us. God, you said that this place was not our own, God. We are foreigners here. But not only that, you said that we were ambassadors. That means that everything that we proclaim, God, every word that we speak, Father God, will go forth with power and the anointing, because you have given us that authority here in the name of Jesus. We're in this world, but we are not of it. So we proclaim the kingdom of God now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. You are El Shaddai. You are God Almighty of blessings. God, nothing broken and nothing missing with the saints, dear God. For you've already said that we are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. Whatever we put our hands to shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are the lenders and not the borrowers, dear God. We thank you, Father God, that every need we have is met in you. Nothing missing and nothing broken, Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider, and we can depend upon you. We don't care what is going on around us, Father God. We are of another kingdom, and we proclaim the kingdom of God tonight in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Father God, for you are worthy of all our praises, dear God. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. God, you told us not to fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God, I thank you that we all have the mind of Christ tonight. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own hearts. Therefore, whatever your purpose is, that's what our purpose is. And our purpose is, dear God, to bring the kingdom of God, hallelujah, to the earth so that the people, God, the atmosphere will be changed. God, for everything that's going on in the world, we don't have to tell you. You already know. But you want us to proclaim that gospel. But God, until you come, you want us to make a difference in this world, dear God. So I pray tonight, Father God, for all of those people that don't know who they are. Because God, if they don't know who they are or whom they are, they're lost. Hallelujah. They're serving and worshiping this world, Father God. And this is not our home. So, God, we speak now into the atmosphere that men and women, Father God, you're going to raise them up. Raise up that remnant in this time, Father, so that the people will be saved, so that the people will be changed, so that they will turn around, Father God. And if they change and do what thus says the Lord, Father God, this will be a better place. Men and women will love one another as you love us. That was a commandment. And God, where there is no love, where there is no love, God, for one another, there is no trust, and there are always going to be something else going on, because the opposite of love is hatred. So, Father, that's why so much hatred and everything is going on now, because we don't love one another. But God, if we love you, you'll change our hearts. We'll love those that hate us, Father God. We'll love those that do us wrong. We'll love those that talk about us. So start with your body. Start with your church. Help us to love one another as you love us, dear God. Help us not just to say it, but to be doers of it, dear God, in Jesus' name. And God, if we love the way you love, it's your desire that all men will be saved, Father God. Help that to be our plot. Help us, Father God, that we will pray without ceasing. We will pray without prejudice. Help us to pray one for another, Father God, because I am guilty. I am guilty, Father God, and I ask your forgiveness of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. Of God, I am so guilty of loving one race more than the other, talking about another race, Father God. Letting all that stuff get into my spirit. Forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, and sanctify me, dear God, in Jesus' name, so that there's no hindrance, God, when I pray. I can know that whatever I pray, Father God, that you will hear me. I'll be just like the Israelites. God, they prayed, they stood, and they waited, and they watched 200 years pass, but they did not give up. Help us, Father God, to know that this time, as you said in your timing, that one day is as 1,000 years. We haven't even seen a day yet. Hallelujah. So help us to keep our faith. Help us, God, to pray without ceasing. Help us to love one another, dear God. And help us to walk in faith. That means that we are not going to be bothered by what we see, God, but we're going to be standing on every word that proceed out of your mouth. So, God, we thank you. You heal those people. You delivered them, and you set them free. So we are thanking you tonight, God, for delivering those that are yours, Father God, out of the traps and snares of Satan in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, that we don't get too comfortable here, dear God. Hallelujah. But we are working for another kingdom, Father. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Father, in Jesus' name. As we walk this journey, we're just sojourners here, God. We're just passing through. So help us not to get so comfortable, dear God, in Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, to build that house, hallelujah, that you're preparing for us right now, in Jesus' name. As we lift up this country, America, to you, dear God, you know all our faults. God, you know all about us. Nothing is new under the sun. It has been done before, and it's been done right now, Father God. But we are asking you, Father God, to open up our ears so we can hear. Open up our eyes so we can see. And most of all, God, we're asking for a mind change in the men and women, Father God, of this country, starting with the president and his cabinet and the Senate and Congress and House of Representatives and all of those, God, that have power and authority. We pray for them in their rightful place now. We pray, Father God, that they will grow up in their mind. They will know who they are, Father God, and that they will be saved, dear God. And they will make decisions, Father God, that would affect everybody in this United States in a better way, Father God. Not just for those that they love and those that they want and those in their party or those even in their household, dear God. Help us to stop being selfish, because all of this stuff is going to pass away, Father God, and only those things that we do for you, God, will last. So, Father God, we're praying as we lift up every man and woman to you. You know who they are. But we pray, Father God, if they won't turn from their wickedness, if they won't seek your face, we're praying, Father God, that you take them down, that you put them out of office. Because you said that you raise up kings, Father God, and you pull them down. So we release them over to you right now, God, in Jesus' name. Have your way, that we will be that country, God, that will love one another, regardless of race, of ethnicity, or where we are politically, dear God, or financially, God. But that we will be one. And we are praying, Father God, for all the nation of the world. Because all the people, you created us. Oh, Elohim, you created all of us, God, in your image and in your likeness. So there is no favorite, God. So So we are praying, Father God, hallelujah, that this gospel will be spread throughout throughout the world, Father, that men and women will start readying themselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ, that you will be the most important thing in this world, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. And even, God, you know, the diseases and plagues and all of that stuff, nothing is new. God, we walk through people with polio and typhoid and all of that stuff. People die just like they're dying today. There's nothing new under the sun. And you healed us. You healed us, and you even gave men, medical people, and scientists ideas and showed them how to get rid of it. You're the same, God. So we just lift up COVID to you tonight, God, and we say in the name of Jesus that you're going to give them strategies and ideas and show them, Father God, how to get rid of it forever in Jesus' name. It's going to be something of the past. And, Father, we just thank you again for who you are, dear God. We thank you, Jehovah Nissi, for you are our victory. You are at banner over us. God, you said the battle is yours. It's not ours. And help us to know that we got to put it in your hand, dear God. And we got to leave it there, Father God. You said, God, that you would heal us. You are Jehovah Rapha, God. You are the healer. You are the one that already sent your word to heal us. And all of these diseases, God, as we lift up to you cancer and all blood disorders and heart, kidney, liver diseases and colon disease and eye diseases and every disease that is named in this earth, you know the names of them, God. We lift them up to you today, and we say in Jesus' name, heal us, God. Heal this land. Heal your people, Father God, especially those in the body of Christ. We ask the diabetic, God, be diabetes, God, be a thing of the past. In Jesus' name, touch and heal our bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father God, but we want a change of mind. We want you to change the way we look at things. Change the way we eat. Change the way we get up and exercise, Father God. We ask that that slothful spirit be gone from your people in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we have to play that part in our own life, dear God. We can't expect for you to do everything. And we eating everything and getting bigger and bigger. And then expecting you, Father God, to come in and deliver us. Help us, Father God, because we are weak. Before we are weak, God, we know that you are strong. So we rely on you, Father. We can't do it by ourselves. We just have to confess that we need Jesus, that perfect gift that you gave us. Because, God, when you created us in your image and in your likeness, dear God. But a process had to happen, and our minds had to be renewed so that we could line up, hallelujah, the inside of us. God, you made us similar on the outside, but we were different in the inside. Therefore, we needed Jesus to change us from who we were to who you are. So we thank you for Jesus as that example. We thank you for that perfect gift as you gave us your son and he gave his life. He said, no man take his life, but it lay it down. So help us tonight, God, to lay down our lives for a new life, God, for a new mindset in Jesus' name. We surrender all in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just bless you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We praise your holy and righteous name. You are God, and above you there are none other. And we're going to serve you with all that is in us. We praise you. We lift you up. We glorify you, God. We honor you. And we honor you not just with our voices, Father, but we honor you with how we live, God, in the name of Jesus. We're weak, but you are strong. And in our weakness, God, we've done wrong. So we ask your forgiveness tonight for all of us that's on this line, Father. Continue to wash and clean and sanctify us, dear God. I thank you that you put a word in our mouths, Father God, that we can go out and prophesy and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. That was why the church, God, was scattered, so that the word of God would go forth, so that men and women, Father God, hallelujah, would come to you in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, for men and women. They are not in the army. They of man. They are not in the Marines or the army or the Navy or the Air Force, God, but they are in this army of Almighty God. They are the missionaries and the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists, God, that put their lives on the line every day when they go in foreign countries, in every nation, proclaiming this gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for them. We pray for their protection, God, because they can lose their lives. They can lose their head. I pray for them. I pray, God, as they go forth, hallelujah, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that some will be saved and some will be lost. But we are praying, Father, that they have that opportunity, hallelujah, that they can go forth and tell people about this man called Jesus. Hallelujah, our Savior, our Redeemer. I know, hallelujah, my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. So, Father, we praise your name tonight. We thank you for listening to us. We thank you, Father God, for making yourself available to us 24/7. And we thank you, God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue, God, that speak against us shall be condemned in Jesus' name. We are the head and not the tail, above only God, and never beneath. So help us to know who we are, Father God, so that when we go forth, that we don't have to fear man or what they're doing. I don't care if they're shooting up in every neighborhood. They're not shooting up in mine, dear God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for those that's not saved. I pray for those that's saved. God, that we will all come into the knowledge of who you are. Praying for men and women everywhere, God, that they would come into that knowledge of who you are. Praying for souls, Father God. You said that you would give us the heathen for a possession. So, God, we're praying for the heathen tonight. We're praying, Father God, that they will hear a new voice. We're praying that they will repent and that they will turn around now, God, in Jesus' name. I pray for every person on this line tonight. I pray that their family, God, everybody in their family will be healed, whole, delivered, saved, and set free. I'm praying that every need will be met in Jesus' name. I am praying that every sickness and disease will be destroyed and healed in Jesus' name. And most of all, God, I pray that everything they need is met in you. I'm praying that they don't need food or any other thing, God. But we are people of promise, Father God. We are the seed of Abraham. And you gave him, Father God, the land, grapes that they couldn't even carry in Jesus' name. And since we are Abraham's seed, we receive those blessings now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for listening. We thank you for hearing us, thanking you for Pastor BJ, who heads up this line. Bless her and her family, nothing missing and nothing broken. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks. It's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed tonight to be able to even talk, to be able to say thank you, Lord, all of the wonderful, the powerful prayers that have gone up before me, Lord God, and I keep hearing Almighty, because you are Almighty God. And Father, we love you, we praise you, we want to continue to lift you up, Lord. We ask, Father, that you forgive us all of our sins and unrighteous acts, anything that we've done that's not like you, Lord. We ask that you forgive us, Father, and cause us, all of us on this line, Father, and Christians everywhere, to be able to be light in somebody's darkness. Father, we are pressed on every hand, but Father, you said that you never leave us or forsake us. You gave us examples all through the Word of God. One was in the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, and they were in the fire, and the king looked in and he said, it's another person in there, and that one looks like the Son of God. So that tells us right there, we're not in these fires, we're not in these troubles all by ourselves, Lord God. You're in them with us, Lord. And if you're in there with us, we know that you will bring us out. Father, we love you and we praise you. We just give you honor and glory for all of the mighty works that you have done, Father. All through the scriptures, you give us examples. Oh, look at the dry bones in the valley. And you ask the question, can these dry bones live? And all of a sudden, the bones started rattling and coming. Dry bones, can they live? You're Almighty God, and you can do anything but fail. I want to thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace that you've shown toward us, Lord, as a human race. We may not have deserved all these blessings that you give us, Lord, but you give them because of your mercy, not because of what we've done or what we haven't done, but because of your mercy. You bless, you set free, you deliver, Lord God. And Father, we lift you up. We pray for Israel, Lord. It's a commandment that we pray for Israel, Lord, and Israel has received many, 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 many blessings, as we have, Father. All kinds of things are coming up. They got something called monkeypox, and it's not in conjunction with COVID. It's something separate. But, Father, because you are almighty, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Because you are almighty, Father, and we're supposed to imitate you, Lord, we do the things that you have commanded us to do. We can't pick and choose like a smorgasbord. We have to do what your word says. And, Father, you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, Lord. You bring them to you, Father, but help us be that catalyst that helps them, Father. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to do the right thing, Father. We have so many things that we do that we consider to be just normal things, but are not in accordance with your word, Father. Bring us back, Lord, to the place where we first believed in you, Lord, and we honored you even higher, Father. But keep us, Lord, under the shadow of your wing. You said that was the place for us as your born-again, blood-washed children, Lord. We thank you, God. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We do, Lord, pray for the sick and shut-in everywhere all over the land and country. We pray for the careless and the unconcerned. We pray for the struggling Christians, Lord, that just don't know what to do. They're not considering and looking that you are almighty God. Just go, read your Bible, almighty. Father, you cause walls to fall, Father. You open up the Red Sea, and the children of Israel walked over on dry land. And that's almighty. Nothing can compare to you. Nobody can compare to you, because you're God, and you're God all by yourself. And because of your mercy, you sent your Son into this earth that He is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Father. And for everybody that's on this line tonight, God, I reiterate and I pray, Father, for as so many other prayers have gone up, that they are blessed abundantly, that they hear the word, they do the word, Lord, they live the word, they do the word, that they show somebody else the way. Father, we love you. We give you praises. We give you honor, Father. We pray for all of those that are in need or in distress or are oppressed or depressed, whatever the situation is, Father, all of the families, all of the children, the grandchildren, the neighbors, everything that concerns all of these, your children, Lord, we pray for your mighty and rich blessing upon them tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, and keep us strong in your word as we do put our trust in you, Father. And we ask these blessings and all other blessings, Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rachel, and then we're going to have our own Mother Willette after Sister Rachel pray. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we come boldly again to your throne of mercy, God, giving you praise and honor because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, all the honor and the praises go to you. No matter what goes on around us, Lord, we believe. We know what you said in your word. We believe and we are standing on every promise that you got us shielded and covered with your blood, Father, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God. Lord, we are trusting and we are believing in you, Father. No other help that we know, no other help that we need. I don't see nowhere in the word that it says that you need some help, Father. Oh, God, we just sold out to you, Lord. We just leaning and depending on you, Lord. Lord, you said by your stripes we are the healed, in Isaiah 53, verse 5. You broke the infirmity for all our iniquities, Lord. Lord, your hanging was not in vain. I know it's not. Father God, I'm thanking and praising you for everything that you've already done and for what you're about to see, Lord. I touch and agree with my prayer fellow men and women, Lord. I touch and agree with them tonight, God, because everything they said, God, is true, because you are true. I read in the word where you said you are true to your word, and your word will not return back to you void. Lord, you said it, God, and I'm just sold out with it, God. And that settles it, and it's already settled in heaven. Oh, Father God, I don't care what man or woman may say. That don't make it so. It goes back to the word where it says, whose report are we going to believe? Jesus, we take your report every time, God. Lord, we know in you is yes and amen. All we got to do is walk up righteous before you. Keep your commandments. Do what you say, do, God. Put on the whole armor of God. Oh, God, we thank you today for knowing who you are, Father. Lord, I'm thankful for knowing who you are, Jesus, and what you mean to me in my life, God. Oh, God, save men and women and boys and girls that are unsaved, Father God. Don't let one be lost, Father. Lord, let them cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? Oh, Lord, let them taste and see how good you are. Because, Father, one day I tasted and I see how good you are. You are so good. You are so merciful. I wouldn't trade my relationship in for nothing, Father. God, we thank you tonight. We bind up sicknesses, diseases. Lord, you told us to do it, God. Lord, you said you gave us the authority to tell it to go back to the dry place from which it came in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, and we believe, God, blind eyes are going to be open. Deaf ears are going to be open, God. Lord, we believe the lame is going to walk again, Father. Yes, we do. Hallelujah, Jesus, because you said in your word that we could do greater work. Oh, Father God, we are, Lord, we look into you, Lord.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Break every yoke, Lord, that needs to be broken, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And we bind everything that's not like you, Lord. And Father God, I thank you for this prayer line, God. It was not by mistake, Lord. And I thank you every day of my life, God. Every morning, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the prayer warriors, God. Lord, I thank you for my mother in Christ, God. I thank you, Lord, for her taking the time out, God. Oh, God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do, God. Lord, I see myself growing in you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know to cry loud is for not, Lord. Lord, I know how to just hold on to the SC, no matter what it seems like, come of a shining the SC. God, we thank you now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that every household that's represented on this phone, God. Lord, I'm asking you to do it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless Pastor Hubbard, God. Mama, Pastor Hubbard, God. Lord, just lay your hands on the God. Oh, God, don't let our household go like it, Father God. Don't let them go lacking for nothing, God. Each prayer you warrior, God. Don't let them go lacking for nothing, Father. Oh, God, because we know where our help coming from. All our help coming from you, 121 some. I'll lift my eyes up to the hills, woo, which cometh all my help. All my help cometh from the Lord. And he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel and he that keepeth us will neither slumber nor sleep. He is our shed upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word, for you are true to your word, God. Oh, God, keep writing your word deep down on the inside of me, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. We just give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, truly glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to sing a little portion of this song, and then I'm going to pray, praise God, hallelujah. It's a song with the title, My Jesus, and it's written by Ann Wilson. I certainly don't have any rights, but this is just to encourage somebody, praise God. It says, are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all its stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. The good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen. Let me tell you about my Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God, that's just a few of the words. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you so much. Father God, I love you on tonight. I bless you, Heavenly Father. I praise you. I thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank you so much that you are a great God. Hallelujah. You're bigger than what our eyes see. You're greater than any circumstance, Lord God, that we face. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are, Lord God, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. And God, you're bigger than this. If we stretched out our arms as wide as we could, and Lord God, imagine that we were holding the world, you're bigger than this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that what's going on in the earth today has not caught you by surprise, because you're in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. You knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. You knew our very thoughts, Lord God, even before we think them. Glory be to God. So we know you are a mighty God, and you are a good God, a compassionate God. Hallelujah, merciful God, a kind God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And you've already provided for us, Heavenly Father. You've given us that which pertains to life and godliness. And, Father, I just want to say I appreciate your servants on this line tonight. Hallelujah, because we come together according to Matthew 18. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord God, as we come to meet with you, Lord God, hallelujah, and touch and agree. I'm touching and agreeing with the prayers that have already gone forward. And I know you've already heard them, and I pray no, Lord God, interference from them reaching your throne room. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that as people prayed, they prayed believing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a change is going to come forth in Christ Jesus' name. You've given us authority, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we see situations, we have a right to say something about it. You said that in Mark 11, praise God, to have faith in you and to speak to the mountain, speak to your situation. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. As long as we're not doubting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as long as we don't have any unbelief, we can speak to the mountain and say, uproot yourself and be cast into yonder sea, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Again, I say, whatsoever you pray, believing that you receive, you have what you ask. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord God. We pray, hallelujah, it's your word, hallelujah, dwell in us, hallelujah. As we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. And what we will in accordance with your will for our lives, and your word is your will. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We touch and agree with our sisters, our brother in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You said whatever we ask here on earth, hallelujah, touch and agree and praise God. You said it shall be done for them, hallelujah, of my Father which is in heaven. So we thank you for that. You said, praise God, hallelujah, whatever we bind here on earth, that you abide it in heaven. You're giving us such great authority, Lord God. You said what we loose here on earth, you'll loose it in heaven. In other words, it's something we got to say out of our mouth in accordance with your word. Glory be to God, and expect, glory be to God, a change to take place. So I thank you tonight, Father, and I bless you, hallelujah. I praise you. I worship you. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord God, for your kingdom to come. Yes, your kingdom. What is your kingdom? The scripture teach me your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We, because we are servants of the Lord, because we love you and your presence live on the inside of us, we like what you like. We love what you love. You love that which is right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are righteousness and you are peace. Hallelujah. And you are joy in the Holy Ghost. You are life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. In earth, in us, everywhere. Your will, Lord God. Your will is good, glory be to God. You don't want all this killing and murdering and all this sickness and disease and this darkness. So, Father God, we're saying something about the situation. We're praying that your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your kingdom, hallelujah. There's not torment and afflictions in your kingdom. Glory be to God. Everybody's well in your kingdom. Hello, somebody. Everybody, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Walking, hallelujah, in paradise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come. Come here on earth, glory be to God. When you was on earth, Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You said the kingdom of God has come near you because come near the people that was in your midst, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, kingdom, because anytime you were on the scene, if somebody was sick, they had to recover. Hello, somebody. If they were walking in faith and walking in belief, hello, somebody, and trusted in knowing who you are, like the woman who said, if I may but touch just the hem, I know who this is. Let me get close to the hem of his garment. Glory be to God. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for loving us and caring about us and protecting us and keeping us safe. Yes, we thank you for you giving us a clothing, special clothing, the whole armor of God, and we walk in the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that every tongue that rises against us falsely, you shall condemn in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, so we pray your kingdom come and your will be done. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for all of the prayers you have already answered. Somebody say, well, I haven't seen the manifestation of mine yet. Just wait, glory be to God. I heard a lot on the messages last night. Just wait, praise God. Wait believing that you're going to receive. And don't be in unbelief, because if you're waiting in unbelief, don't have no great expectation of it's coming to pass. You got to wait, hallelujah, with expectation. And there's a time, praise God. And if you haven't, praise God, learned a specific lesson that you're supposed to get, praise God, then you may have to wait a little longer. Hello, somebody, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the prayers that have already been answered. And we pray special prayers tonight for those that have special needs, the paraplegics, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that are blind, Lord God, that may have some amputations to their body, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have had injuries and broken bones and they've had surgeries recently or they're scheduled for surgeries, Lord God. They may have eye conditions, tooth conditions, Lord God. They may be going back and forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for, Lord God, some of these illnesses or diseases like cancer or, Lord God, going to the clinic where you have to have your blood taken out of your body and put back in. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who've been in conditions for so long a time, they may have had strokes, and, Lord God, they still have inabilities to move a half of their side of their limbs. We're praying, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would let it be your divine will that these people recover in the name of the Lord Jesus and that the devil does not win. We send forth the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, with power to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage this evening in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So I'm praying by faith, Lord God, that, Lord God, these bondages of addictions, Lord God, are broken and destroyed out of people's lives. I pray, Lord God, that those, Lord God, who have been dealing with strongholds and addictions, Lord God, and sin issues, we pray the sword of the Spirit go forth to set free, save, heal, and deliver. God, give us liberty and freedom from sickness, sin, Lord God, addiction, strongholds, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you will help those, Lord God, who are troubled in their mind this evening. Give them the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the body of Christ, the leadership, Lord God, in this nation and other nations, in the name of Jesus, that people will see it's time. It's time to run to Jesus. It's time to run to the rock, hallelujah. Oh, God, to seek you while you may be found, to call upon you while you're near. I bless your holy name. Father, so many special needs we have this evening. We pray, oh, Lord God, special needs, Lord God, for those that yet sit in darkness, in deception, Lord God, and we're praying that the sword of the Spirit will go forth and loose them and set them free. Who are you talking about, Sister Willie? Father God, I'm saying those, Lord God, people are still in darkness and deception. We pray for specifically for the LGBT community. We pray for those that are committing hate crimes and have hate in their heart for one person over another. Lord God, those that, Lord God, have been traumatized by events and stuck, the enemy have bound them up and tangled them up in situations that, Lord God, they need to be set free from. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you wake people up out of this demon of deception and darkness, Lord God, that's running rampant. Sometimes, Heavenly Father, I think that it may have something to do with disobedience, rebellion, and when that takes place, that people have no idea what door they're opening and what type of spirit is entering to their lives. So we ask you, Lord God, to loose them tonight from this demon of darkness and deception and set these people free. They think that, Lord God, what they're doing is right, but it's not right in your sight. And it's time for the truth to be told and not sweat about the truth, but let the truth go forth because your word teach that the truth shall set them free in Jesus' name. God, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We praise you. We lift a standard against, Lord God, this mess that the enemy is trying to do in this age in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our people all over the world. We lift up a standard against the devil of deception in the name of Jesus. We pray against that murdering and suicide spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray that people will wake up and see, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that it's time to seek ye first the kingdom of God, your kingdom, your righteousness, not my way, not my way of doing things, but God, what's right in your eyes. And I pray that that wall of deception is absolutely broken down out of the lives of people, and God, give them a second chance, Lord God, of having the understanding of what the real truth is. And Lord God, I pray that they will choose to walk in your truth in Jesus' name. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you for the power of your word. Your word, help us. You helped me when you said all souls belong to you, and the soul that sinneth shall die. That means they won't be with you, Father God. We ask you for mercy and grace. We pray for your people everywhere. We thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to listen to what you say and obey you quickly in Jesus' name. Have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for all of our sins and deliver us from every bit of darkness in the name of Jesus. If people are strung out on alcohol, drugs, or sex sins, or some type of bestiality, whatever it might be, we pray that they are loosed and set free in Christ Jesus' name. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray that your holy and divine Holy Ghost continue to intercede for us. Thank you, Father God, for encamping your mighty warring angels around us to keep us as we, Lord God, continue to run on and know that you have our lives in your hand. You have our family lives in your hand. We love you for what you're doing. We bless you, and we praise you, and we lift up this mighty woman of God. Continue to bless Minister BJ and her entire family. Meet all her needs according to your riches and glory. And to your servants, I pray great favor in their lives, Lord God, for them taking their time to intercede on behalf of others. God, remember those, Lord God, that need special prayers. Our pastor needs prayer. He has a spot on his chest. We pray, God, that whatever it is, it's benign. It's not going to, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We thank you. You've already dealt with that in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise him. Mighty God, what an awesome, phenomenal God. The power of the anointing just flowed like fire burning in the name of Jesus through your vessel tonight, as it did last night. And we're giving you glory for it, Lord, and thanking you for your anointing. Thank you for bringing us together on one accord. And we thank you, Lord God, for the answers to the prayers as in expectancy and anticipation that, glory to God, you are moving and you're getting ready to prove yourself in the manifestation that we will hear even more and more of the miracles of the great things God has done, is doing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Sims had mentioned something that I had wrote down for us to also pray about, and that was the thing with many of you probably already heard on the news about this thing with the taking. We're going to stand in the gap ahead of time, praise God, before this thing starts jumping all over the place, praise God, with this virus of the monkey pox. Look worse than chicken pox. Some people have had chicken pox really bad in spite of it. This right here is some ugly-looking, just it's just
Carver looking and whatever, like when they showed the flash on the news tonight. But we want to pray against that virus and continue to pray that this virus is trying to rise back up. Glory to God. We believe in God that it's going to be eradicated. It is, glory, on its way out, not whatever we're seeing now with the numbers trying to rise in different states with the COVID, praise God. And also pray for the parents that on this sense, it's only look like it's a small percentage, but the parents that, you know, I guess they got anxious and stuff like that are either mixing another formula or giving their child another formula in the place of the one because of the such a shortage on the formula. But as Brother Black has prayed, I know some of us have been praying behind the scenes anyway, that this thing will be eradicated, what the problem is with it. But now they're saying they're sending formula from China that's supposed to be here. But in the meantime, we need to get our system working back in this country, because with everything going on with the wars, you don't know, never know what the enemy might be doing in imports, this, that, and the other. But we just got to trust God through it all. But in the meantime, so we want to take those three things on prayer too. I don't know what I said too. I'm thinking about three. But in the meantime, is there any other prayer requests as well? We have some time, a few minutes to pray, but even after the hour, we still can pray. But anyone want to take, well, I won't say no anyone. Before we go any further, then, Prophet Bird, you had something else to say before we take these prayer requests?
No.
Okay, man. All right, because I know you probably have to get off the phone early. I'm later. Would you take that one with the monkey pops? And Mother Alexandria, you would take the one with the parents?
I'm eating. Pass it to somebody.
Oh, okay, then I'll pass that on to, well, Mother Mother Willette can go ahead and take the one with the monkey pops, and Mother Alexander, the parent and so forth, is the babies that are in the hospital, and also praying for the parents and stuff like this right here. Not to be anxious, but I know it's kind of be a little hard for some of them that when that's the only formula type that their baby can have. Or to pray for those babies that have gone to the hospital because of the mixture, didn't have enough formula, or either they changed formulas or either they diluted it and whatever, but any of them that may be in the hospital from this thing with the formula. So either one of them, go ahead and start the prayer on that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord God, against this new monkeypox virus or whatever that is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you see, Lord God, you know, and we pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit will go forth and destroy every, Lord God, thing that has to do with the monkeypox in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, that this thing is already under the blood of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that many people will turn to you in this hour because, yes, healing is the children's bread. And we pray against, Lord God, this new thing that's popping up or cropping up because of something. Why? I'm not sure. But, God, I think sometimes in my mind if people will learn how to treat each other right, a lot of this stuff will not be, Lord God, going on. But you already knew about it. So we pray, God, that this thing would be a thing of the past, just as we pray that COVID, Lord God, and any strand of it is also a thing of the past. So we pray the sword of the Spirit be released. And, Lord God, let, Lord God, your power, Lord God, heal, set free, save, and deliver. Pray, oh God, that it will not crop up again. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the prayer of faith that you said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. And whatever we say, we can have what we say. I trust you, Lord God. And I bind up this demon of affliction, of monkeypox, this excess COVID that's trying to rise up. We pray against it in Christ Jesus' name. Your divine will be done now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith, and thank you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Mother Alexander, go off the line.
I say think she had she was waiting for a call from overseas.
Okay, then, Brother Black, you go ahead and take that prayer that we were praying about the babies.
Okay. Father, we just thank you. We lift up our babies right now, God. Lord, in this specific request, God. Lord, even with COVID, God, and anything, Lord, that will hinder, Lord, your glory, Lord, from the baby getting, Lord, your glory
out. About the formula.
Yes, Lord, and we just pray, God, Lord, that the formula, God, Lord, be there, God, for the babies, not just this baby, but all babies, God. Lord, do a supernatural move in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for bad, God, Lord, you turned it around for the babies, the children's good in your glory, God. And we just thank you, God, how you take care of your people. You take care of your seed, your children, God. Lord, you preserve them, God. You hide them, God, in your pavilion. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
And thank you, Lord, for those babies that are in the hospital. That, God, we're praying for a speedy recovery, that there will be no complications, no problems or whatever, because they didn't have the proper formula, that all the organs and intestines and everything else operate, and any growth, there won't be no growth problems or anything else that will come up. So, Satan, you are liar. The blood of Jesus, you will not hinder what God has blessed. Glory to God, you will not curse. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing, and pray for those parents. Pray for their concerns and what they thought they were doing right at the time because they wanted to see their babies. Glory, not hungry, but we pray, God, that you would touch, heal even their hearts or whatever may be broken at that time. But we thank you that all this, the food that's supposed to be distributed that come in, it will be done fairly, and it won't have anybody gouging or nobody being favoritism, giving this one more than the other one, that it will be distributed properly, the ones of the formula that's coming in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for the ones from the plant. It would not be no reoccurrences of what the enemy has already done. Glory to God, to shut the plant down, it would not be in the name of Jesus. And that particular specific peanut butter that was with Jeff, or whatever, I think that was the name of the Jeff one, but in the name of Jesus, glory to God that you were blessed. Bind up all these fear tactic demons that the enemy is sending out, glory out, from running away from the food, from the rising of the prices of the gas, and for other ones they got to go in food lines now, glory to food lines, and even all the monies that are going over to Ukraine to help all wonderful and good to a certain degree, but also let the United States, glory to God, our president, our representative, the government, or whoever else, glory to God, that's had Congress, let them be wise and so forth, how much they're distributing out, and not to let our country go lacking because of the things that we need here and so forth, that it will take care of your own, and not to stretch themselves so thin. And even now talking about China, what China might be doing with Taiwan or whatever, that we are not putting ourselves stretch here, stretch there. A trick of the enemy can be, and then after a while our doors and our homes are not covered in the name of Jesus in this United States. But God, you said in your word, if my people which are called by my name, this country was made over to God and set up under the foundation of in God we trust. And God, we know everybody was a slave, but it was a foundation that was set. And too many idol gods have come in from different lands, and they were being worshipped there and go over to God and being legally saying, go, I protect them, but you want to push God out, the one that's the creator. So I'm praying for an awakening, God, for this, for it to come back to that place. But the only way, we got to be the witness, we got to be true, and we call ourselves the believers in Christ Jesus and supposed to be the disciples for Christ. And we got to wake up and recognize the fact as a whole, we can't let the enemy come in and bring division and causing our flesh, glory to God, to be excited about what we can gain here on this earth realm, and then just go over that compromise with the things that are going on. So I'm praying for the sleeping giant to wake up, because we're supposed to be the leader in this army of the Lord to do as he has called and command, and another voice we should not be hearing or following. So, God, I'm praying so that way we can be that light and that beacon light and be that salt, so people can come into the knowledge of the truth, that this house can get back in order that God has called for glory, for his glory to be manifested. Things are happening, as Mother has said, glory to God, just now, things are so many doors open because of sin. We know it's in all over the globe because a man has not turned, glory out to God, the way he should, or turned away from it, or trying to do it, compromising. So many sin has come into camp. That's why so much sickness and disease and other stuff that we would never thought of would ever happen in the body of Christ. So many things that we're going through just as bad as the world is going through because too many doors. If my people, 1 Corinthians 7:14, we preach it and teach it and whatever, but God, we got to live this thing, turning away. Too many doors open, but God, we still celebrate those ones that are staying on that wall, that are standing, that are being obedient, that are praying, that are fighting the good fight of faith, that are witnessing, that are, glory to God, speaking truth, walking in truth, wearing the armor, glory to God, using the weapons that they give. God help us and open the ears of those that are getting the dull of hearing, or they will decide, glory to God, to get caught up in the prestige, power, and the struggles, and the money, and greed, and all of this, and covenant. God, I'm praying awakening for them to get back to their first love, and those that have lost the fear of God, that will get it back, and those that never had it will get it. We're praying, glory to God, for this time of revival and refreshing and restoration and resurrection in the name of Jesus. So we take authority over all these foul and unclean spirits of sickness and disease and murdering and killing and homosexuality, that losing your identity and couldn't caught up in this world system, which you said be transformed, and about a renewing of mind, the awakening of, glory to God, the backsliders to come back to the Lord. We are praying against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience, glory to God, and jealousy and envy, all the foul spirits of greed and everything that the enemy has been using, and enticement, glory to God, just the pleasure of the flesh, sexuality, lust. Glory to God, after so many things and the lust of the flesh and the body and the sex and whatever else, the blood of Jesus, we bind it up and loose it from its assignment, and awakening, glory to God, for the body, as well as we pray and getting ourselves together so we can be that light to cause others' lives to change, and let those gifts that you put in us be operated, glory to God, as you have given us to us in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you and we call our peace and our joy back in. In the name of Jesus, we so glorify you. And God, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that already pulled traps and plots and plans and schemes. Glory to God, untimely death and everything else he's trying to plot to come up against these prayers, the life that we're living and what God is saying and what he calls us to do. We speak in life, health, wholeness, joy, peace, and glory to God, wisdom. Glory to God, how to walk in the agape and to walk in the forgiveness and do what God calls us to do. God, we thank you for your protection daily over ourselves, our families, glory to God, over our church family, and even those, glory to God, that we are praying for in darkness to come out of darkness into the marvelous light, praying for our neighbors as well. Pray a special prayer for Mother Freeman. Touch her body, heal, and deliver, strengthen her, God. Pray for Mother Camp. Pray for my Aunt Ellie's. God, as you continue to bless her body, get strong and operational, glory to God, in every part, glory to God, from that stroke on her right side. We are praying, God, that you keep her encouraged, God. She's always loving and encouraging others and thinking about them and trying to help, God. Lord, I pray you lavish her back with an anointing for deliverance for her body. In Jesus' name, we pray, glory to God, for Justice, too. God, we are praying that you bless Pastor Burton's granddaughter, Justice, and that she will wake up out of that coma again. But in the meantime, thank God for the feeding tube and she's there, but God, the nutrients she's getting in the body. But we're praying restoration, restoring every organ. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Pastor Danny, touching her body through that sciatic nerve, try to attack again. But also, we're praying, God, for her strength. We're praying against that spirit of rising back up and still with the mouth with Tyler, that he be delivered, and God, the help that she can get. Glory to God for him, and still believe in you that you continue to shield and cover that family. Pray, glory to God, for Alex, God, Pastor Burton's grandson, too, that God, he'll be delivered of the spirit that's got him bound between religion and also other things that are there. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Burton's nephew, too, as well, that you raise him up and deliver him from those voices of the enemy that have come up against his mind and body and the things that came up against him through somebody drugging him years ago. We pray for all of our youth and our children, our grandchildren, our seed, uncles, aunts, sisters, brother, whoever they may be. God, we are praying whatever condition the enemy got them locked down in, that they'll be delivered. We pray for Sister Noel tonight. God, bless us for Lorraine. Whatever is happening in her life or going on in her life, we pray, God, that you'll bless and touch. We pray for Sister Pam, too, God, that you'll bless. Glory to God, Evangelist. God, whatever she might be facing or going through or praying for her body, praying, glory to God, that you give her the wisdom that she needs to travail and to walk through this journey of what the things that God has for her life. Pray for a fire of the anointing for her to be in place of let God use the gifts that he's placed on the inside of her. I just thank you for each one of these prayer warriors. Oh, the power of the anointing last night with that word, the power of such a fire and a glory to God, a fervency and an anointing, glory to God, just blazing up out of your spirit tonight, all the things that were covered in prayer too as well. We bless God. Pray he continue to bless and minister and move even those that might even been going through in their bodies, the sacrifice of saying glory to God, denying the flesh, to just to let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. Ah, oh, God can't help but bless and bring you through whatever it is that's going on in your life or in your body or either around you, that he is going to move miraculous, putting him first. So God, keep us all. Bless us. Help us keep that joy and that peace, to stand on your word, to stand on your promises, and to keep us, God, with a mindset, nevertheless, thy will be done. And God, thank you for bringing us out and bringing us through. And thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers and turning some things around on our behalf, healing our bodies and healing our minds and encouraging us, as well as we thank you for healing our families and loved ones and even the ones that we're standing in the gap for, and even the healing in the body of Christ. We just bless you in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying even for our enemies that even don't want to see us doing well. But God, you'll prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. Help us to pray and stand fast and be glad that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life in the name of Jesus. We bless you as we continue to seek out your will, that we'll live holy, live righteous, and that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord until you say, not what the enemy is doing, until the work is done. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
God. Bless the Lord. Was there any other request before we get ready to close the line tonight? Praise God, but not from God's presence. And we thank you for blessing Mother McCormick's home, that they're coming through out of this COVID thing with the whole household been touched. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Sister Teresa. We believe in that report coming back, that God, you bless, there will be no effect on her body. And we just thank you for blessing her and encouraging her. Keep her built up. Praying for Catherine, God, that you bless her through this COVID, and that it will not affect her body in this surgery she got upcoming after a while. God, there won't be no problem. Yes. Just pray for Luke Zion. Touch his body. Strengthen him. Everyone in the house. All the grandbabies, glory to God. And Pori and the other son, in the name of Jesus, the little grandbaby.
Yes.
And God, we pray and deliver for Tanisha, whatever her name is. God, we're praying, open her eyes, open her heart, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, open her ears, help her, glory to God, to recognize not to be so selfish and rebellion and stubbornness. Help her to see the reality of her mistakes and things that she does, how it can affect others. God, I'm praying right now that spirit, glory to God, get to a place that it'll recognize the areas where I bind up that rebellious spirit, don't want to hear when grandmother's trying to give her wisdom, trying to encourage her, and trying to let her know about salvation and what it is, glory to God, to live. You cannot, glory to God, take advantage of what think of people's compassion and love and still turn back around and do your thing. God, I'm praying things coming to a head, glory to God, on recognizing, God, sometimes you got to shake us up and bring us down to bring us back up. So I'm praying to come to a place for her to wake up soon and recognize the example she needs to be for that little baby too as well. So I'm praying for her salvation in the name of Jesus. But I pray encouragement to Mother McCormick and all the others in the family. And I pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless, heal, and deliver. You are such an awesome God. You told us to pray ye one for another. And you told us to bind the hand of the enemy. Like Mother Alexander say all the time, we can't be turned back around and pacifying people. We know that we have to speak truth. God, give us wisdom how to do it, but we have to speak truth. And God, we just love you today. Help us, God, to be that light and help us to know when glory to hold them, when to fold them, let go, glory to God, because you will give us times when we have to speak boldly on some things. Other times we just have to pray. And other times you'll say glory to God, hallelujah, to glory to stand up and be like the word of God says, the kingdom of God suffer violence and the battle take about force. We got to put the enemy in his place. We come against the spirit that will use people in the name of Jesus. And God, help us that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Let you check us and therefore examine ourselves daily to make sure we in the faith and not let the devil intimidate us when you do give us something that we have to speak boldly on in the name of Jesus, that we won't be passive and we won't be to that place that we compromise either in the name of Jesus. What's good for this one over here and then favor in that one. We all ever got to stand in the standards of God. In Jesus' name, help us, God. And the things that we don't have wisdom about, let us pray and ask for it so that way we can do it divinely. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for Brother Black's
Amen.
Mother. Continue to touch her too, in Jesus' name. And glory to God, we bless Mother Willette's children. Pastor, glory to God, in Rachel's family. We pray, glory to God, for Jenkins and the things that she's facing right now. We pray, glory to God, that you would just bless, glory to God, each one of our sisters and brothers in the name of Jesus. Mother Pastor Sims, glory to God. Pray for Alonzo. His heart is so much after concern about his family. But I'm thanking you that you're going to cause him just to rest in you. And release, glory, I think, more and more so he can have the peace of God upon his heart. And what God, when I done did what I'm supposed to do, I can't think about the past, what I should have, could have. Lord, right now, whatever I can do for you, Lord, help me to stay focused and help you. I pray he continue to speak life and health over his own body, that he will not allow the enemy, glory to God, get caught up in everything the doctors say. But all the prayers that's going forth and his prayers, that he'll just have faith and continue to be encouraged to stand on God's word. God, we bind up every satanic, demonic force. There don't be no transferring spirits, no reoccurrence. There's nothing coming up against us as we stand, glory to God, tonight in the name of Jesus and bless the Lord. I pray, glory to God, for Mother Willette, little grandbaby. I don't know her. I know she got more than one, but a particular little girl. I don't know who that is, but God, where her heart is tender, I pray, God, she continue to be blessed and have the ear to hear what her grandmother is saying, all of them, but even her, that God, she'll be raised up at a young age doing the things that God, Babo Koro Machita, whatever it is, glory to God, that God is blessing, and whatever is, glory, our challenges that may try to come up against that anointing in our life, we rebuke and bind. We don't care what the environment is or what's wrong with God. I thank you for what's been planted in her spirit, man, that she will be raised up, and God will bless her. She will make a difference. I don't know what her name is. Seems like I can almost see her face, like a little light-skinned girl, but I can't. But whoever she is, praise God. What's your grandbaby's name? Is she still there, Pastor? Mother McCormick. Mother Willette. She already gone. Lord of mercy, Jesus, Father, just have to call her. But in the meantime, God, I ask you just to bless that little girl, and ask you to touch in a special way in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all that you've already done tonight and what you're doing in all of our children, God. We are just praying that you continue to bless and cover them under the blood, raise them up that they may be used for the kingdom of God in such a way that no man can get no glory but you. Thank you for the seeds that's been planted that will be watered by others. And, God, I pray, glory to God, only people that be around them that are going to excite a riot in them to do what's right and to do the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you to protect them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, we love you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I pray God's blessings upon you, that you continue to stand fast and hold fast to the promises of God. And have a blessed, marvelous, and wonderful week.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Shalom.
God bless you.
God bless you. Glory to God. Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.